Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chap at Manzanita. The Ritz-Carlton, Lake Tahoe, Chef Mark Jeffers. Good to see you, mate. How are you?
Good to see you, too. Thank you. Doing well.
Always good to be with old friends. Yes. Know you from way back, from Half Moon Bay, Ritz-Carlton there. A different scene here, up in the mountains. Let's begin first with the most important question. Chef, what are we drinking?
So we have a Domaine La Roche. It's a Chablis, and it goes perfectly with this dish that we made earlier with the nettle cavatelli with the Dungeness crab.
Yeah. Salut.
Cheers.
Here we go. Cheers. That's a good way to begin.
Yes, indeed.
Let's talk about your journey back in time, growing up, Florida. Where in Florida? Who was cooking at home, and what was coming out of the kitchen?
So I grew up in northern Florida. My mother was doing most of the cooking. She was great at all of the Betty Crocker recipes. So they were...
drop a few names.
It's the cans of cream of mushroom soup with the frozen vegetables and the pulled chicken in there. But, that wasn't quite good enough for me, I hate to say. So I started getting to the refrigerator and in the pantry and started basically doctoring up these recipes. So from a young age, I was already kind of contributing to the family meals. But it was something that everyone around me quickly saw that I had a passion for.
Well, we all recall the first dish that we mastered in the kitchen, or at least the one we think we mastered. Mm-hmm. For me, it was shepherd's pie. Mm-hmm. That's a whole other story. So what was your first dish?
So actually, mine was Bananas Foster. Interesting choice. But what happened, I went to New Orleans with my family. I must have been around 12 years old.
Sure.
And we were at this fancy restaurant for me, and the white tablecloth, they came out with this cart where they did the Bananas Foster tableside. And I'm staring at this server who's putting this dish together in amazement of really the whole process, the flames and how delicious it was. And it wasn't a day or two later that I was home after seeing the lemon, the butter, the bananas, the flambé, the brown sugar. And it was easy enough that I was able to reproduce it at home. But at 12 years old, making Bananas Foster is something that not every kid is doing, I assume. So that was kind of the start of my journey and my first successful dish, I suppose.
So let me ask you this. When's the last time you made Bananas Foster?
Oh, Lord. I put it on the menu in Manzanita. So I guess my love for it has followed me here. We do it a little differently. We have a different presentation. It's flambéed tableside and everything. So I haven't gotten very far away from it.
Who knew, Chef? All these years later. Let's talk college. You decided to take things seriously. Mm-hmm. You wanted to be an educator. But in some way, by being a chef, you're mentoring, and you're bringing both those passions together now through your culinary journey. But you went to school. Tell me about the college years.
Yeah, so I went to school for elementary education, and I just wasn't finding my fit. I wasn't striking, getting into my stride, and at the heart of things, I knew I wanted to do something different, and cooking had always been that thing that it had been in the back of my mind, and my family was pushing me towards doing it. Eventually, I kind of caved and went towards cooking. And, for the first time, I was a straight-A student, loving what I was doing, and I knew that that was the right thing for me. Now, come full circle, I'm in a situation now where I'm really fortunate that a lot of what I do is teaching. Yeah. It is mentoring. Sure. I've got 40 culinarians working for me that I get to grow, develop, teach, train, and see really prosper and grow. So I feel really fortunate to have found that.
Well, you've also had great mentors. Let's talk about them. Who would you say were the most important mentors to you so far on your journey?
Well, you know one of them very well, Xavier Solomon.
We love Xavier. When we mention his name, we have to have a little drink. It would be naughty not to.
Of course.
Here we go. This is for Xavier. He'll appreciate that.
I know he will.
What was the takeaway from your time with him, Ritz-Carlton, Half Moon Bay?
Relationships. Yeah. You know, there's so much of my world is food, but you have to remember at the heart of things, it's relationships. It's relationships with your cooks, relationships with your guests, it's relationships yeah. with your chefs, and how you foster those and grow those and develop those yeah. And sustain those over the years.
Sure.
It's just amazing to see the relationships that he's developed, and I still have a great relationship with him.
And on top of that, relationship with farmers. I'm looking at your menu, and as I look at some of the farmers that you mention, I know some of these are relationships you've had for many years. So you're cultivating not just your relationships with your team, your customers, but those all-important farmers, because it all begins with the farm.
Right. We're back, all the way back to Farmer John in Half Moon Bay.
Good old Farmer John.
With his pumpkins. You know, fortunately, we're only 3 miles or 3 hours away from the bay. So sure. I was able to leverage some of our farms and farmers to still get us that great product out yeah. here. Same thing with the terrific seafood that we're getting out of Princeton Harbor. Yeah. So, you know, our customers are savvy customers. Sure. They're out of the bay, they're out of Napa, and they've come to expect yeah. really high quality product. And the fact that I'm able to deliver some of that familiarity with sure. the different products we're using really helps make this restaurant, Manzanita, a great dining experience.
Listen, we're going to talk about this dish that we made together in just a moment, but I'm looking at the menu, Chef. Mouth-watering, jaw-dropping dishes. I was immediately drawn to, well, two things. The pig out, but then the Sonoma duck three ways.
Right. We're using Liberty Duck, so a tremendous quality duck product. It's also got foie gras and then a house-made duck sausage. So, I mean, that's really hard to beat. The pig out, again, it's a study on pork, which how can you go wrong, right? And those are actually both items that are from the section of the menu that's new to Manzanita. It's shared for two.
Yeah.
So it comes out in a beautiful platter, everything from stuffed fish to, as we said, the duck three ways. So a great variety of products and dishes, flavors. So I'm really proud of what we're doing yeah. here.
And, Chef, what I love about you, your cuisine, it's thoughtful, it's hearty, but it's also healthy. What is it you've noticed that people desire most? They've come off the mountain after a big day on the slopes, snowboarding, skiing, like me, tubing. What are they looking for?
Well, you know, I think that so many of our guests are looking for just a great quality product to begin with. But again, as you said, hearty, but healthful. Coming out of the Bay Area, I understand the importance of, you know, Northern California cuisine being light and the fresh pressed juices in the morning and the avocado toast.
Sure.
So you can get both. You can get healthful and you can get hearty. Yeah. And I think we've done a great job of achieving both in this menu.
And then you can talk about joy in one bite. Dungeness crab cavatelli made right here. The pasta made in-house by hand, seasonal crab, the perfect dish for right now.
Absolutely. You know, this is one of our best-selling appetizers, and people come back for it. So I'm excited to have you try it.
Oh, we're going to try it together. I was okay in the kitchen. I helped you out a little bit with the dish.
You did great. We're going to work on your flipping of the sauce and the pasta, but other than that, you nailed it.
Well, I like to give a little piece to the cooker, a little piece for me, a little piece for...
You did that. You did
so,
that.
Just talk us through the dish before we have a little bite right here.
Sure. So, again, you've got nettle cavatelli. So it's a handmade pasta infused with nettle. You've got fresh-picked Dungeness crab. There's maitake mushrooms, fennel, some onion. Mm. And then you've got a nice sauce. It's a really simple, light lemon beurre blanc because you really want to be able to taste all the beauty of the crab and the fresh pasta in there.
Bon appetit, Chef. Here we go,
thank
a little
you.
Bite. Mmm. Oh, my.
You did well.
Oh, my. That, in one bite, is a little taste of heaven, a little taste of Manzanita. Chef Mark Jeffers, so thrilled that you are here making your mark. Your love and passion for cuisine, it shows up on every plate. For the folks who've never come here to the Ritz-Carlton in Lake Tahoe, why should they come and visit? Why should they come and eat?
Well, the food is a great place to start, but not just that. We're ski in, ski out. So the guests can enjoy a day of skiing, come and enjoy the backyard barbecue, which is beautiful, classic barbecue cuisine. We've got Cafe Mountain Blue, where you can get your fresh pressed juices, and then Manzanita for your more formal dining experience. Yeah. But if you're not into skiing, we've got everything from spa to getting out on the other side of the hill and going over to our lake club and enjoying everything that Lake Tahoe has to offer.
And listen, with good food comes great wine. Our little Domaine La Roche we just mentioned, lovely Chablis. And you have an amazing cocktail program here at Manzanita as well, right?
We do, we do. We have some incredible bartenders, and a lot of what we're doing pulls from the scenography or the sense of place that we are in Tahoe. So some great drinks with some smoked elements, a little bit of pine. We have a nettle syrup that we use. It really ties it all together and gives you a sense of place while you're enjoying your food and beverage here.
Reservation for 2:00, 7:30, please. Done. Cheers to you, Chef, right
Cheers.
There.
Cheers. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Chef Mark Jeffers, more on his story, the delicious recipe here. I mean, come on. Cavatelli, Dungeness crab, need I say more? All the info at cbssf.com and click on Foodie Chap. More wine, please.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.